the UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. The grand reopening sale on now. Why in the world would you shop anywhere else?
Yes, let's go to Adam in London with a terrible story. The death of a British pilot in Tanzania. Adam.
Yes, a British helicopter pilot shot dead by elephant poachers in Tanzania in East Africa. He'd been working for a wildlife charity, and he was tracking this group of poachers. They'd already killed three elephants, and they opened fire. He flew over. Roger Gower, the pilot, he used to be an accountant, but he gave it all up 12 years ago to do the two things that he loved, flying and caring for animals. He worked for the Friedkin Conservation Fund. And although the Tanzanian government is talking about bringing the killers to justice, the basic fact is, the estimate is 50,000 elephants killed.
That's right.
In this part of Africa.
That's
every
right.
year.
Yeah.
I mean, you just wonder how on earth they stop the poachers with that kind of business going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. David Bowie.
Yeah, rather extraordinary. There's only one star in town after his death, 3 weeks on, and David Bowie continues to outstrip and outsell every other artist in the UK. So in the latest album charts here, Bowie's newest release, Black Star, is at number one. He has 12 albums in the top 40, which equals the all-time record of Elvis Presley. And in all, Bowie has 5 albums in the top 10. There's just an extraordinary Bowie phenomenon going on, but they often say that about artists, don't they? Everything increases after.
And he left a few bob too, they say, in excess of 100 million. And a sad story that Sir Terry Wogan, the US broadcaster, has died after a brief battle with cancer.
Yeah, a national treasure, although born in Ireland, described by the Prime Minister as a national treasure, and so to the boss of the BBC.
Sorry, Ross is correcting me. I said US, UK, British broadcaster,
UK, course,
Terry Wogan.
Yeah. Terry Wogan, yeah. Yeah, that lovely twinkle in his voice. And I mean, he was such a star here for a long, long time. And amongst all the many, many quotes was his golden rule of broadcasting, Alan. Keep your wits about you, say goodnight politely, go home and enjoy your dinner. That's not bad.
There you are. And he was a breakfast broadcaster too. He began presenting BBC Radio 1 in 1972. He offered commentary on the Eurovision Song Contest once. He told Eurovision delegates to say Top's taking the whole thing so seriously because everyone knows it's rubbish. See you tomorrow, Adam Gilchrist in London.